December 11th through the 17th, 1977, in Cleveland, Ohio, the Born Again Messages with Brother Titus Chu. Message 5.
30 days. Every day has 2 hours. I tell you, it will not be 9 points, it will be 90 points on all the riches of new life. And every aspect can be experienced by us day by day. Every aspect can be our reality in our daily life. Amen. And more than that, the rebirth issues in, secondly, a new position. You know, brothers and friends, we all need a positional change. Before we were saved, we were in one place. And after we were saved, we were in another place. This change is a positional change. And this positional change will decide what kind of living you are going to have. Don't look down at the matter of position. You know, I wasn't a traveler, and I didn't have much interest to travel. I was more a family man. I like to hold my little daughter and kiss my little boy, and that's my great comfort. But because of serving the Lord, I did travel a lot, Europe, South America, North America, Canada, and Asia, and Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong. And I believe, if Lord is merciful, in the short future, I plan, if Lord lead me, I will go to Philippines, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, to visit all the churches there. But I tell you one thing. Every place you go, you walk yourself into a position. Have you realized? I am a Chinese. I was a Chinese, I'm sorry. I am American. But it doesn't make much difference whether you're American or Chinese. Wherever you are, you walk into a position. That place, you are in that position. For instance, one day I was flying back in the airplane to Taiwan. And I began to ask the one sitting beside me. And I found out he was a brother in the church life. And it wasn't surprising. I tell you something, you will be surprised. Just on my flight back to Far East, right after I get on board to the airline, the stewardess, right, came to me. Are you Brother Chu? I said, how do you know? He said, I still remember the message you have given to us in a certain day. And he said, sit here. I'll make a bed for you. So he made a bed for me in the airplane. Okay. And here I fly to Honolulu. Then she told me goodbye. She was really nice. She married, so she's a good sister. And where I was sleeping, she put a cup, you know what I mean, the blanket upon me. Where I was wake up, she gave me a cup of tea and something special always because she's a sister in the church. Am I right? Then after Honolulu, I board again. The stewards all changed. And the girl sit right in front of me. And she keep on looking at me. Then she said, I believe you are brother too. I said, what? You know, I tell you what's funny. Then on the way back, I was in the airport. Right after I got to the airport, one girl ran over. I believe you are Titus, right? You are brother too. I said, yes. How do you know? I still remember you gave the message in a certain day. Tell us we all need to get elders, change our diapers. You see, hallelujah. She is married already. She's an older sister. I mean, 25, 24. But I gave the message years ago. She still remember, you see. Now, I tell you this. Let's come back. Huh? This is just for you to relax a little bit from all the condemnation, the death, you see, and all the terrible things. Now, if you are relaxed, let us come back. I met a brother beside me. Then I began to ask him. I said, well, what's your name and so forth. Then I said, do you believe in Jesus? Oh, surely. I said, yeah, I believe in Jesus also. Hallelujah. Then we got good fellowship. Then we found out we both made a mistake. We take Korea Airlines, which I don't advertise too much for them. Take China Airlines, better. Anyway, I tell you, we were all stopped over Tokyo, and we don't know what to do. We didn't realize that the airline was supposed to give us a hotel, give us room and board, because we are continuing the flight the second day. So we were out of the airport. We didn't know what to do. And we were in Japan. I only knew one thing. I told the brother, I said, watch, unless you have a lot of U.S. dollars, watch your money. Because in Japan, everything is expensive. How did I know that? Because once I was in Tokyo, had a conference. And the meeting was so good. One brother who was rich, overseas Chinese, he was greatly moved. So after the meeting, he was so excited. He said, Titus, I'd like to invite you for dinner. So he took me and another leading brother, a few of us, to a very good restaurant and gave us a very wonderful meal with two or three shrimps. Then I asked the brother, I said, brother, I was quite open and frank. I said, is this a good Japanese dinner? And the brother, yeah, because, you know, Chinese all like their face. You know, Chinese are very sensitive. So don't offend me too much. When I tell you you should be safe, you better be safe. You know? And he got very nervous. Oh, yeah. These are the best food. These are the best food. And later I found out, not only these are the best food in Japan, they were very, very expensive. So I told the brother with me that time. I said, no, brother, let us both watch. You know, the church in Tokyo was far away from the airport. The airport and the church place are far away. And we just stay one night. And we have no intention to minister anything to the church. Therefore, I didn't call the brother. I didn't bother him because it take him 2 hours to come to the airport to see me. So I think, forget about him. So we were looking around, finding something cheap. You know, according to our American way, we pick up a McDonald's if you want to be economic, right? If you want to be fancy, go to a fancy restaurant. Everything is okay and fair. But you realize in Japan, nothing is okay and fair. And please, if any of you from Japan, don't be offended, because all the tourists will give you the same testimony. In Japan, money is not money. That's it. And U.S. dollar especially is not money. So we were walking to a restaurant. You know, we walk around the windows. We look at all the things. There's good thing with them. They have all kinds of plates made of plastic. Exactly is the same as the food will be served to you. And they display over the window and mark the price. So we look around with this, how much money, this, how much money, and we count, you know, how much Japanese money, how much U.S. dollar, you know, we try to put it together. Then finally, we pick our place, we eat something. Afterward, I just feel bad. I say, what is this? I'm wasting my time walking on the street, look through the windows to find out the plate I like to eat. It is nonsense. It is nonsense, but it's my position. I was positioned to look through the windows. Whether I like it, I don't like it, I was positioned like this. You know, we were in Italy, right? Vern was there. We walk into the restaurant. The people ask, what do you like to drink? One of the brothers says, milk. You know what they say? Milk is for the baby. How about some wine? Well, you say, no, that's not right. We Christians don't drink wine. Surely, by Lord's mercy, we didn't drink wine. We get some water. We never got any milk. But have you realized in Italy, in that country, you are positioned to drink wine? Do you realize what I'm talking about? Whatever the kingdom is, in that kingdom, you are positioned to do a certain thing. Do you realize? Before you were saved. You know, young man, I like to ask you, are you saved? Not so sure, huh? Oh, not so sure. Now I tell you, if you're not so sure, then most likely you are not so surely saved. Do you know what I'm talking about? For instance, if you ask me, you say, okay, you may say Tito or Titus, okay? You say, Titus, are you saved? I'll tell you, 100%, absolutely, definitely. What? Constructively. And I don't know how many words I could have, but I would put all the English I know with one conclusion, you know, friend, I am saved. Do you know why? Because I got it. Just like if you ask me, were you a born Chinese? I say, surely, my parents are Chinese. I don't have to say, you know, 3 years old, I take some medicine, and that medicine was wrong, and changed my face. I turned and, from a Caucasian into Chinese. That would be funny. Am I right? So if you would ask me, are you a Chinese? I would say, surely, absolutely, definitely, constructively, whatever I could find out, I would say, no question, I am born a Chinese. Just like I ask you, are you a born Caucasian?
Yes.
Sure, you would say, I'm not quite sure. Sometimes I look at the mirror, I'm black, and the second day, and my face change, turn out to be Indian, and the third day, I come back to me again, I'm a Caucasian. No, that would be nonsense. Am I right? Now, friend, you know, all of us, we who have experienced something, just like as real as you got your body. You look at the mirror, you know I am a Caucasian. No question about it. I don't see any sign of black over you. Am I right? You can say that I'm a Caucasian. Why? Because you know, you experienced it, you are it, and it's with you since you were born. Am I right? And it was me 25 years ago, where I was 17 or 18. Am I right? One day, January the 1st, in 1953, one day, I walk into a place, I heard the gospel, I called the name of the Lord, I got saved, and since then, I never had any question to my salvation. I'm saved. But do you know, friend, you know, before I was saved, and after I was saved, I realized I was in two kingdoms. One is Japan, one is United States. Of course, the worst one is so-called Japan, not real Japan. Am I right? Over there, everything was awful. You know, miss, you know, I think it's kind of hard for you to sit here, listen to all the people talk about all these kind of things and tell you, you know, you are in darkness and you are in the power of Satan and you are in sin and what, you are under judgment and you are condemned and you are the son of, you are the slave of what, iniquities, and you are the son of a children of child of disobedience. I tell you, that is offensive. Does it offend you? Miss? I tell you, it is offensive. Let's face it. If I were here, listen to all this, I would grab one of the preachers and tell him, shut up! I don't like to spoil my wonderful evening here to listen to all this kind of nonsense. Of course, you are a lady. You are much more polite. Am I right? But, do you know, miss, whether you like it, you don't like it, friend, that is true. Where are you? Do you know where are you? First, in darkness. Oh, so bad, but it's true. Do you know that? And secondly, in the power of Satan. Do you know that, miss? And thirdly, in sin. And fourthly, under judgment. And fifthly, under condemnation. And sixthly, under what? The death, right? And also, what? The slave of iniquity. And also, the child of disobedience and the child of the wrath of God. You have no way to get away from it. I was in Japan. Am I right? So I had a dream. Suppose I walk on the street, all of a sudden, I see McDonald's. What do they sell? A quarter pound, 69 cents. You see, how wonderful that will be. I spend $1.25, I'll go there, get a quarter pound, a Coke and French fry, I'll be fully satisfied. But so bad, I was in the kingdom of Japan. So I have to pick through all the windows and look at all the false shrimps and plastic fish to make sure what I'm going to eat. What can you do? You were in that kingdom. And I tell you, I was in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. One day, I drive by, I see a small place called Jack in the Box. You know, we all, in the West a lot, we all know Jack in the Box, and we ate it in the past. So once I saw, I got stirred up, because I got American blood in me. So I said, here is Jack in the Box. So later, on the way home, the brother said, I'd like to treat you a meal. What do you like to eat? I said, Jack in the Box. Okay, he took me to the box to buy the Jack in the Box. And after I got a small box, it is not American Jack in the Box. It is a Brazilian Jack in the Box, and it's not eatable. I had one bite. I don't know what to do with it. because everything disagreed with my expectation. I was filled with expectation of the wonderful Jack in the Box, but when I opened the box, I had a bite, something was wrong. It's not a real Jack, it's a Brazilian Jack. Something was wrong there. Why something was wrong? Because the beef is different. You say, what are you talking about? You mean the beef in Brazilian is different than the beef in here? I don't like to argue. If you don't believe, go to Brazil and taste their beefs. You will find out they are different. Peculiar. It's very peculiar. Same grass, same cow, but the beef is different. You know? The kingdom, friend, the kingdom is something so real with us. I tell you, tonight I'm going to share with you the 30 points that how are we now in the kingdom? Where are we? But before you got to the 30 points, first, do you realize there are 8 points upon you? Who are you? Friend, please, don't be offended, okay? Yeah, you're just awful, you know? Really? I'm sorry, friend, you know? Not necessarily your person's awful, your position was awful. You were in an awful position. Well, you see, suppose the Japanese, who get used to look at the store doors, right, all the plastic things, one day he migrated to the United States. Then all of a sudden, he changed. He began to eat McDonald's hamburgers, right? He began to go to Brown Derby, right? He began to enjoy all the what? The different things of the United States. Why? His position changed. Friend, do you know? You really need a change of position. Do you know that? Do you know you really need a change of position? In a sense, you need a heavenly migration. Migrate you from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Do you agree with me?
I'm not sure that I do, but I understand.
Okay. Now, if you understand what I say, now let me ask you something very simple. First, do you believe there is a kingdom of Satan? Okay, then do you believe there's also a kingdom of God?
Very right.
Okay, then do you like to get out of the kingdom of Satan, get into the kingdom of God? Why don't you think a little bit? I'll have patience.
Yes, okay, let's try.
You like to try that?
Yes.
Come on, let's try. Come on, I'll try with you. Come on, Bob. Now, I tell you what we'll do. Please, okay, now we pray. We pray for our friends, okay? Now, he believes with honesty there is the kingdom of Satan. Also, there is the kingdom of God. Am I right? Now I tell you what you do. Your name?
Mike.
Mike, I tell you what you do, Mike. Huh? You just close your eyes. You follow me with my prayer, okay? Don't look down at this prayer. This prayer will bring you the experience of born again. And you will be issued with a new life, and you will be transferred from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Okay? Would you please close your eyes? And you see, your friends are standing with you. Okay? And we brothers all, we, none of us look at you. We all pray before the Lord. Okay? Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I come to you.
I come to you.
I realize. For years I was in the kingdom of Satan.
For years I was in the kingdom of Satan.
But now. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I opened up my heart. I receive you into me. As my Savior. As my Redeemer. I want you to transfer me. Into the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus. How do I believe in you? You are the Lord. You are the Christ.
You are the Christ.
You are the Savior.
You are the Savior.
You died for me.
You died for me.
On the cross. Your blood. Cleanse me from all my sins. Now I am clean.
Now I have the life of Christ.
Now I am transferred.
Amen.
Now I belong to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now I have a new position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
How is it?
Fine.
How is it?
It's good.
Really?
It's good.
Good.
Good. Good.
Amen. Good.
It's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See? It's good.
It's good.
You say, isn't it good?
It's good.
Now you taste something. Now I tell you, if I would ask you, are you in the kingdom of Satan or in the kingdom of God?
I'm in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. Now you see, because you experience it.
Amen.
Now you're very sure. Right?
Right.
Praise the Lord, Mike. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Any more? Anyone else? Please, don't hesitate. Please don't hesitate. If you need to be saved, it's your time. Because afterward, we're going to give a message. Please, don't hesitate. How about you? How about you, miss? What means Satan? The evil one. The evil one. Oh, you don't quite understand English? Oh, it means the evil one. Evil. Where are you from?
Lebanon.
Oh, I see. Then how about this, miss? Do you like to pray with me a little bit? Yeah, very good. You just forget what's what, okay? Just pray with me a little bit. Then your sister, come with her. I speak very slow. Okay, my English is very poor, so we're okay. Right? Okay. Just close your eyes, please. Okay, we all close our eyes, please. We stand with our sister. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive you as my Savior.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I was a good girl.
I was a good girl.
But still, I was a sinner.
But
I was a sinner.
But I was a sinner.
Now I repent.
Now I repent.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive you.
I receive you.
To come into me.
To come into me.
To save me.
To save me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I want a change of life.
A change of life.
I don't want to live.
I don't want to live.
Under Satan.
Under Satan.
I want to live.
I want to live.
By you.
By you.
To live by Christ.
To live by Christ.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You answered my prayer.
You answered my prayer.
You saved me.
You saved me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am happy now.
I am happy now.
I am happy now.
I am happy now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
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 Are you happy? You see? Are you happy?
Yes.
You see? Yeah, she can testify. She is happy.
Amen.
Why she is happy? Because she has been translated into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
Amen.
Am I right? Now, any more? Any more, please. Now, don't look down at these chains. And don't look down at this prayer. This prayer can be effective in eternity.
Amen.
Don't look down at this. Now, I'd like to ask, are you saved, sister? You must be a sister, right? How about you, brother? You must be a brother, right? You both prayed before. Hallelujah. Okay. More? Now, if not, let's come to tonight. Oh, Lord. Let's try, huh? Use 20 minutes. There are 30 points. If you are born again, you are issued in to a new position. I read the point to you, you take down the verse, right? Then you go back and labor yourself. You will find out how rich they are. First, you are no longer condemned. You are no longer condemned. This is Romans 1:8. Romans chapter 8, no, I'm sorry, Romans chapter 8, verse 1a, right? Therefore, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Am I right? You are no longer condemned. And secondly, you are justified. This is Romans 3:24 and 8:33. And thirdly, you are delivered from the authority of darkness. You are delivered from the authority of darkness. This is Colossians, and I'm sorry, justified. Did I give you the verse? It's okay, Just if I give you the verse already, Romans 3:24 and Romans 8:33, right? And thirdly, you are delivered from the authority of darkness, that is Colossians chapter 1, verse 13:8. And fourthly, you're joined with the Lord. Okay, I'm sorry, huh? In point three, in that Bible, it says delivered from the power of darkness. Should be from the authority of darkness. The King James translation here is not necessarily that proper. According to Greek, this word should be authority. Then fourthly, you are joined with the Lord. This is 1 Corinthians 6:17. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. I tell you, brother, when I read this, I feel sorry for you and for myself. Every point is so wonderful. I surely hate to see it go like this. But anyway, point five, you are in the triune God. You are in the triune God. That is Colossians 3:3. You are in the triune God. The Colossians 3:3, King James translation, the word is hide. Your life is H-I-D, hid or hide. Hid is hid. It should be has been hidden. Your life has been hidden with Christ in God. Is that clear? Your life has been hidden with Christ in God. Then sixthly, 6 to 12, you have 7 points the in. In the triune God, you have 8 points in. Then sixthly, you are in life. That is Colossians 3:4-8. Seventhly, you are in light. That is 1 Thessalonica 5:5-8. Is that clear? And eighthly, you are in grace. It's too fast, right? Okay, I go slow, huh? Fifthly, you are in the triune God. And sixthly, you are in life. Colossians 3:4-8. And seventhly, you are in light. That is 1 Thessalonians 5:5-8. Then eighthly, you are in grace. That is Romans 5:15. And ninthly, you are in hope. That is Romans 5:2. And tenthly, you are in resurrection.
Amen.
Slow down. Okay. In life, in light, in grace, in hope, in resurrection. That is Colossians 3:1. And eleventhly, you are in the heavenlies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is Ephesians 2:6. Right? And twelfthly, you are in the kingdom of the Son of His love. You are in the kingdom of the Son of His love. That is Colossians 1:13b. I tell you, all these points, not even one can go like this. Right? Where are you? You are in the triune God. You are in life. You are in light. You are in grace. You are in hope. You are in resurrection. You are in the heavenlies. You are in the kingdom of the Son of His love. Oh, now you see you are not in Japan. Am I right?
Hallelujah.
I tell you, you are in heavenly America.
Amen.
Not just America. You are in the heavenlies.
Amen.
You have all these riches belongs to you. Not only you are not condemned, you are justified, you are delivered, you are joined with the Lord. Also, you are in the triune God. You are in life. You are in light. You are in grace. You are in hope. You are in resurrection. You are in the heavenlies. And you are in the kingdom of the Son of His love. Okay, now, after this, from 13 to 17, you have five made free. You are made free. First, 13, you are made free from sin. So sin cannot bother you anymore. If the sin bother you, don't believe that. Just tell the Lord, I never did it. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I'm not joking. If you lose your temple, Satan began to accuse you, you bad gal, you bad boy, you say you are Christian, but you lose your temple. Oh, what you have to say, I didn't do it, Lord Jesus, I am made free from sin.
Amen.
Now I tell you, it's a little Satan did all this. Then you should look back and the mob at Satan a little bit. Aha, you did a good job, but it didn't work, right? Then I tell you, everything's okay with you. Don't be bothered, oh, why I'm not so holy. You were made free from sin.
Amen.
That is Romans 6:22. And 14, you are made free from death. You are not only sin, no longer sin, also you are free from death. That is Romans 6:8. And 15, You are made free from the world. That is Galatians 6:14b. You see, from sin, from death, from world. And also, 16 point, you are made free from your flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. So now, your flesh can no longer bind you. That is Galatians 5:24. And 17th point, you are made free from the power of Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are made free from the power of Satan. Amen. That is Ephesians 2, verse 1 and 2. For you were dead in sin, he has made you alive. Formerly you were under the power of Satan, but now you are made alive. So you are made free from at least five things, right? From sin, from what? Death, from what? World, from what? Flesh, from what? Power of Satan. Hallelujah. All the negative things, that is sin, that is death, that is world, that is flesh, that is the power of Satan. These are the five major negative things on this universe, and you were made free from all of them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You should be so happy.
Amen.
I'm born again.
Amen.
Not only I'm in the triune God, I'm in life, in light, in grace, in hope, in resurrection, in happiness, in the kingdom, but also I was made free.
Amen.
Free from what? Free from
Amen.
All the negative things, right?
Amen.
From sin,
Amen.
From death, from the world, from what?
Yes.
From power of Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you also were made slaves. Isn't that wonderful? You can be slaves. Verse 18th point, you're slaves of righteousness. Now, you know, you have no choice but be righteous. Even you try to be not righteous, something will make you righteous because you're a slave to righteousness. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
You are slaves of righteousness. That is Romans 6:18. And also, praise the Lord, even more wonderful, you are slaves to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is Romans 6:22. Now, brother, not only I mean all these wonderful things, not only I was made free, but also today I am a slave. To what? To righteousness and to God.
Amen.
This is my position. Just like I'm an American, I'm an American citizen. That is my position. American citizen is my position. Now, I tell you, you are a slave. Have you ever realized you are a slave? But you have to say, praise the Lord, not slave to sin, I was made free. Not slave to death, I was made free. Not slave to the world, I was made free. Not slave to the flesh, I was made free. Not slave to the power of Satan, I was made free. Now I'm a slave to righteousness, and I'm a slave to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And more than this, point 20, right? You have peace toward God. Now, please, from now on, don't be bothered anymore. Many times some brother come to me, sister come to me, you know, with a little bit of tears. I was so poor, and I was defeated, and I feel that I'm just not so victorious. Please, don't you realize you have peace to God already? And God don't remember, why should you bother to remember? Could you be bigger than God? You are not super God, right? If God says, I don't see it, then you better say, I don't see it either.
Amen.
Then you will be so peaceful, so restful. Your Christian life should not be under condemnation.
Amen.
Your Christian life should always be so peaceful. Then, from 21 through 30. Oh, that is Romans 5:1. Now, these 10 points, I had the burden to share, but I don't know what to do with it. You have 10 becomes. Everything, I tell you, everything, I like to have a meeting. Every becoming, there is one meeting needed. But I don't know what to do. I tell you, you become 10 things. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Firstly, 21st, you become heavenly vessels. You become a heavenly vessel. Hallelujah, right? 2 Corinthians 4:17a. You know, brother, once you are saved, you are what? You are a vessel. To contain what? To contain the earthly, the heavenly life. Therefore, you are what? You are a heavenly vessel. Do you know that, young brother? You are a heavenly vessel. Don't say that. I'm a Christian. I'm born again. I'm ready to go to heaven. More than this, you are a vessel. Do you know what you just did, Mike? When you were just here praying, Lord Jesus, come into me. Do you know what you turned to be? You turned to be a heavenly vessel containing the very life of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful, sister? Amen. And more than this. And secondly, you become the temple of God. You are the temple of God. That is 1 Corinthians 3:16. But you realize, this temple of God is for the Spirit of God to dwell over there, over you. Who is abiding in you? Now, the triune God is abiding in you as what? As a life-giving Spirit. Is that clear? So now, the Spirit is in you, including Christ, right? Including the very God himself. Now, who are you? You have to say, I am a temple of God. In the Old Testament, there was a temple. Am I right? Over there, there's Ark of Testimony, and God's presence was over there. Now, this temple is no longer just a material thing, but now it is us. Who are we? We, those people, are just the temple of God. Then, 23rd, the third point, we become the members of Christ. Do you like this? 1 Corinthians 6. 15a. Hallelujah. Who are we? We are members of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, Mike, I tell you, Mike, now, do you know what is members of Christ? Christ is a universal one. He's so big. He's a creator. He's so big. He's so great. Am I right? And he has a body, right? Who are his body? We are his body. And how can we be his body? Because we all are members of that body. Therefore, we are members of Christ. Really, we are what? Members of the body of Christ. Do you know what does that mean? That means from now on, Mike, you cannot be all just by yourself. Do you know the difference between by yourself and be with the brothers more? Do you know the difference? You know, for instance, we were trained to be very individualistic, am I right? I'm sorry, individualistic. Now, when we were saved with a concept of individualist, and we were saved with a process of being individualistic. First, when we were saved, we never have any thought. Our salvation is pertaining to Christ. We always feel the salvation is pertaining to ourselves. Why I'm saved? Because I need to be saved. This is not fair to Christ. Christ says, no. You need to be saved, but I need you to be saved. From your angle, you need to be saved. From my angle, I need you to be saved. Cassie, do you know what I'm talking about? Then, secondly, we were taught individually with an individualistic way. Now you are saved, so go to the church of your choice. Someday you will go to the heavens. You see, everything is individual. But here it tells, no. You were born into the body of Christ. You were born as a member of Christ. Therefore, your salvation is not an individual matter. To be saved is individual. After you are being saved, it is not individual. Does that make sense to you? For instance, my little daughter was born, right? When she was born as an individual. But after she was born into Chu's family, she was not individual, at least for 18 years, right? Really, according to God's way, should always not individual. But of course, the human culture has corrupted God's way. You know, she was born into the family, which is not individual, you know? This morning, all of a sudden, she get mad at me, and she went to my sister's house. You know, she told my sister once, she says, I want to be your daughter. My father would give birth to another one, something like this, right? So I came home. I said, where's Rose? I disappeared. Then later, she come home. I said, do you want to come to Daddy? I said, speak to Daddy. Daddy hold you. I said, what's wrong with it? I couldn't find out. Then I was wondering, how come she was so frustrated? So I was eating the meal. All of a sudden, I remembered. I said, "Now," I said, "Did, are you getting mad at Daddy because when you wake up, Daddy go to the meeting already?" Yeah. Then I said, "I'm sorry, I cannot help." Then she's okay. Now you see, I tell you what. Now you listen now to this kind of small story. Here, none of us is individual. I am individual. I walk out of the house, she got bothered, right? And I came home, she was individual by herself, just considering her own profit, I got bothered. We both shouldn't be bothered because we were born as members of Chu's family. Now do you know, as a Christian, you were born as members of Christ. Amen. You know, Satan would always come to your ear and whisper to you, you know, as long as you can take good care of yourself, if you can pray once in a while and always confess your sin, then everything's okay. But do you know, in the economy of God, he would say, "No, no, no, I'm not in that way. I born you as members of Christ. You were born into a family, the family of Christ, and you are not individual. You are living a corporate life." Does that make sense to you, brothers? Mike, do you know what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Praise the Lord, you see? Now, everything's clear. Now, let's go on. 24. We become the fellow citizens with Christ, with the saints. Now, not only you. You and I, we all are sharing one kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, right? In the kingdom of heaven, there are many, many fellow citizens. I tell you, if Christ would address to all, you know what he would say? He may not say, "Dear brothers and sisters," he would say, "Dear fellow citizens." Because we all are in the same kingdom. We all share the same citizenship of the same kingdom, right? So we are the fellow citizens with whom? With the saints, with those who believe in Jesus Christ. This is Ephesians 2:19. So I warn you, brothers, if you think to be saved, you can be individual, you are foolish. That is absolutely wrong. Okay, now, 25, you become the household of God. Hallelujah. You see all the wonderful becomings. Right now, you become the household of God. Or the other word, some translate as a family. You become the family of God. Who are you? You are now in the household of God, in the family of God. You are no longer just by yourself. Let me warn you, you know, Satan will tell you, take care of yourself. And God will tell you, as long as you are with the brothers who love the Lord, you're okay. As long as you are by yourself, you're not okay. Why? Because you are not just born to be a vessel. You also were born to be the temple, which is for God's testimony. And more than that, you were also born to be what? To be the members of Christ, and also the fellow citizens, and also the household of God. How can you ever be isolated? How can you ever be individual? How can you ever be by yourself? You must realize our Christian life must be a corporate matter. Why? This is our position. We are positioned to live a corporate life. Then, point 26, we become his workmanship. Isn't that wonderful? Sometimes he'll grab you a little bit. You know, young brother, he'll take you and he'll look at you, he'll say, "Oh, this young man is handsome, he's wonderful, but a little bit too rude." Oh. You see, a little bit, not too much. Just you can take. Never will be more than you can take. I know this. He now always beat me according to the measure of my life. And then, you know, he shave a little bit, he chop a little bit. Finally, praise the Lord, we will be transformed into the image of him. We are his workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. And also, we become the epistles of Christ. Do you know what does that mean? That means the Spirit is writing you all the time. Right? Paul said clear, you are the epistles of Christ, not written with ink, but written with the Spirit of God. The Spirit is doing one thing, writing you. Could you ever believe in that? That within me, there is a Holy Spirit, the triune God, and he's doing one thing. Not only I'm his workmanship, he's always time writing me, and I'm positioned to write, to be written, not to write. I'm positioned to be written by him. All the time, the Spirit is writing, 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 writing. I tell you, brother, you were saved. Just how long? Half year, less. Just 2 months. Okay, hallelujah. Now, but don't wait for me to repent too much. You may get into trouble. I tell you, brother, now it's 2 months. You know, and I tell you, I've been saved how many months? Every year is 12 months, right? 10 years, 120, so 240 plus 60. I've been saved 280 months, right? Minus one, oh, no, it's December, minus 15 days. I've been saved 279 months plus 15 days. You know, the writing is surely different. When Lord opened it up and began to read me, there's a lot to read. And when Lord reads you, it's just a little bit. God saved through the watermelon. Crazy, am I right? And participate the church life in Columbus, and that's about all, right? Not so much to read, but when the Lord read me, there's a lot for him to read. 1953, this and this, 1954, this and that, 1955, hallelujah, 1956, amen, 1957, oh, glory to God, 1958, hallelujah. I tell you, there's so much for Lord to read. And you know that both are okay. You will save 2 months, a little to be read. Save 25 years, a lot to be read. The shameful thing is, you got saved a lot of times and nothing to read. I'm not joking. If you don't believe, you go to Christianity, you contact many Christians, you can hardly find anything to read. You try to read something from that brother. Are you saved? Yes, I was saved when I was 12 years old. I was a little baby. I got saved. And praise the Lord, I got saved by Billy Graham. Okay, you got saved by Billy Graham. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah, it's good. Now, how long have you been saved? I've been saved for 12 years. Okay, now, let me read a little bit. Read what? I want to read the Epistle of Christ. What do you mean by Epistle of Christ? I go to the church of my choice. I do good. I love my neighbor. I honor my parents. I send him to the old man's place. I didn't put him on the street. Am I right? And I offer $2 every time I go. And, oh, don't you know how nice my pastors are? Oh, you never find a young pastor as good as he is. I heard, oh, I met many, many pastors fun. They just love their pastor. It's shame to the pastor. Get everybody love him. Why don't you get people love the Lord? Very little you can read. I'm sorry, brother. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just speaking the truth. You just check with yourself, how long have you been saved and how much the epistle was written. We are what? We are the epistles of Christ. You know, that little sister, what's your name? What's your name? Joanne? I tell you, you've been saved 3 weeks, right? In the church life 3 weeks? How long have you been in the church life? Longer than that. Oh, I should like to ask you how much the Lord can read. I know there's one thing, Lord will say, I saw it, it was written there. That surely you pick the burden to pray for Andy and get him saved. Right? So there's one thing is written over there. Don't look at the sister, oh, you little small potato. Look at me. I've been in the recovery for 3 years. It doesn't matter how long have you been in there. The fact is how much Lord would say, I can read. And how much the brother and sister would say, I can read. Who are you? You're just not only a vessel, you're also a temple. You're also the members of Christ. You're also the fellow citizens. You're also the household. And you are also the workmanship. And more than that, you are the epistles of Christ. A lot for the Lord to write upon you. And you have to be so happy. Lord, now I am positioned to be written by you. Amen. Brothers, please be faithful. When the Lord comes back, we all will display the letter. Some will be so long. You know what I mean? I believe my letter will be quite long. And I pray, Lord, keep me on this earth longer. Therefore, it can be written longer. Right? I hope, Lord, if you come back in 20 years, I'll meet you. Right? Now, some would say, born in 1911, saved. There's one sentence, started, hallelujah. And dead in 1981. Nothing in between. The whole letter, just two sentences. Born again certain day. Dead certainly, just like the tombstone, the kind of stuff thing. How do you call that thing? Tombstone, right? Just like the tombstone. There's not written, and not anything written. The whole life, whole born-again Christian life was wasted. Nothing said. Is he saved? Yes. Has the Lord written anything? No. Lord, be merciful to us. Suppose we all can say, Lord, hallelujah, today you write something. Has the Lord written something on you today? Are you sure? Don't say you hope so. Yes is yes, no is no. Have you experienced the Lord? Oh, then Lord write something, right? Your experience, the Lord's writing. Every moving of the Spirit, the Lord's writing. Has the Lord read something on you, young brother? Hallelujah, definitely, you see? Now, have the Lord written something on you, young brother? Has the Lord written something on you today? Sure, you can see. I got up and I repent and I received Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, written something here. You see? Watch, brother, watch. Allow the Lord write something on you all your life.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll surely regret. Then, point 28, you become God's husbandry. The word husbandry means a tillage, the place he tills, right? You are God's farm, in a sense, right? You're God's farm. You're God's husbandry. And also, that is 1 Corinthians 3:9. Then, point 29, you are God's building. That is the same verse, 1 Corinthians 3:9. Ye are God's husbandry, or ye are God's farm, or ye are God's tillage, or ye are God's building. God is doing something with you. On the one hand, God is tilling you so some life can grow from you. On the other hand, God has built you into the church life. Young brother, you know what I'm talking about? It's two things. Who are you, brother? You have to say, I am God's farm. And I am God's building. On the one hand, God is tilling the ground on me all the time so the life can grow. On the other hand, God has a desire that I should be built up into the church life. Is that clear? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen!
Amen!
I tell you, clear about this is a blessing. It's not a small thing. Many people never see this. Who are we? We are the heavenly go. No, not heavenly. We are the heaven goers. You know what? Our heaven waiters. Or dying goers. Whatever you call it. You know, so much we miss the mark. And more than that, point 30, that was really good. We become his inheritance. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:11. We are his inheritance created in Christ Jesus. Now, brother, you see all these. These are all your positions. You become 10 things, right? You become what? You become God's vessel, right? You become God's temple. You become members of Christ. You become what? Fellow citizens of the kingdom of the sons, and you become also what? A household, and also you become a vessel. You are workmanship, and what? You are epistles, and you are a husbandry, and you are God's building, and you are his inheritance. Only when you experience the previous 29, the inheritance can be realized. You love the Lord, you don't love the Lord, God is going to inherit you. You know what I mean? The only thing is how much God is going to inherit you. Some, when God inherit him, there's a lot of riches for God to inherit. Some, when God is going to inherit him, there's just little. Hardly find it. Possible God has blew a lot away to find, there's a little gold you got in the day you were born again. That's all. But he still inherit that. Even that little he inherit. We are God's inheritance. But how we pray, Lord, take care of this vessel. Take care of this temple. That we want to be in the church life. We want to be the members of Christ. Experience day by day. We want to be with all the fellow citizens. And we want to be the household. And we want to be your workmanship. We want to be your epistle. We want you to be your husbandry, right? And we want to be your, what? A building. So, Lord, you have a lot to inherit.
Amen.
How about this?
Amen.
I tell you, brother, how about we just read? It's late. How about we just read this point one by one? Brother, read one. Sister, read one. How about that? Will give you a relax. 30 points. We are.
Amen.
Okay. When brother read it, sister, amen, real loud, okay? And sister read it, brother, amen, okay? Oh, we all amen.
Amen.
First, we are no longer condemned from here, huh?
We are no longer condemned. Amen.
Amen. We are delivered from the authority of darkness.